Tonight, quickly, let's examine a few things. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, Paul writes to his beloved son. He calls him my beloved son. That's what he was to Paul. In Philippians 2, verse 19 to 22, he mentions Timothy as someone that has very unique qualities. He says, there's nobody you know who will serve me like he. He says, he's a son in the gospel to me. And so sometimes when I read books of 1st and 2nd Timothy, I wonder whether Paul didn't have much confidence in the guy I'm talking about in the natural. But the truth is, the one you correct the most is the one you love the most. Correction is a fruit of love. That's what it is. It's a fruit of love. Jesus, in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 17, he says, the ones I love, verse 19, the ones I chastise. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, correct them. Correction sometimes doesn't mean that you are in error. It just means that you are warned. Because there are some things you might not see. And so Paul writes those letters to, interestingly, he sent Timothy to Ephesus. If you read chapter 1 of 1 Timothy, he sent him to Ephesus to stop false teaching in the churches. Yet, as he's talking to him about the false teachers, he's talking to Timothy about Timothy himself. We'll see a few things in a moment. So we need to understand, I mean, that's Timothy that understood the Pauline revelation. That shows you understanding that is not enough. Yet he gave him very strong pastoral warnings. He told him who not to ordain in ministry. He told him what not to do. He told him how to talk to elders. And Timothy at that point was called an apostle. So the moment you see someone as your spiritual father or your father in the faith, I saw some folks arguing whether there's anything called spiritual father. So I asked them what they mean by that. He said, there's nothing that is spiritual father. He said, what's in the Bible is father in the faith. You know, when you are confused. So, why you say father in the faith? He said, no. Paul was Timothy's father in the faith, not in the spirit. Because in the spirit will mean his DNA. You are confused. You know, sometimes when there's an excess, we now remove the truth of it totally. Just like some of people worrying against tithing. Actually, subtly, they are teaching against giving. I was talking to my friend, Pastor, is he an apostle now? Stephen Tijesun. He's almost a doctor. So I said, if you want to do a surgery, and there's a growth somewhere, if you are not smart, you can remove everything. The organ, you can remove the entire intestine. Because you are angry. You can't conduct sensitive things with such emotions. Doctrinal things should not be given to emotionally unstable people. You must be stable emotionally. Hallelujah. Because there are people who give tithe because that's all they know. And then you give them light so that they give without fear. They give without a legalistic obligation. But don't question. I've taught you before. Never criticize giving. Can you remember? You cannot criticize giving. Giving is all through the Bible. What we enjoy today is because God gave. Is that not clear? So you cannot be emotionally unstable. You have to be stable. You cannot be hitting out at everything that is wrong in the body of Christ. You just look like a rabbi dog. You know the rabbi dog? So that by the time we come to your church, we just come to your church for news. What is happening in other churches? So we'll grow in what the word is not. So that's not. No word, what the word is not. You get my point. Hallelujah. You got to be stable emotionally. A bishop must be temperate. In fact, one of the things Paul said in 1 Timothy 3, he said, a bishop must not be a brawler. No brawler. Well, we're in government college. And people want to fight. They will just be talking. Or the people now say, stop it. Then someone now raises his voice. You think I'm running for you? Because people are there. But when I get there, I say, cool down. Don't let's fight here. The sinners will see us. Let's go to devil's land. Where the place called devil's land. Devil's land. Nobody will see you. You will beat yourself. So I just say, let's go to devil's land. I've never fought there before. But they were there. Yeah. Say, if you think he's this, slap his face. I say, bah! Ah! Ah! Are you going to take it? I say, no! I did all those things. One guy said, Anoika, you are going to devil's land today. I said, no. A bishop must not be a brawler. Just fighting. Yeah. Who is that? Who is preaching? Who is this one? Calm down. The knowledge we have must be handled with meekness. Hallelujah. It's a privilege. How do you know knowledge is a privilege? It's a privilege. How do we privilege? With meekness. So, Paul, he's talking to Timothy. And then look at the corrections he's giving him. You know, left to some people, as he's writing to Timothy and says, observe, he says, that's right, I sense it in my spirit. As Paul is saying, watch unto all things. So the Greek word there is blepo. Say, okay, I understand that. True. Then some of you are talking to your pastor and say, you know, we ministers, the insect in your brain is a human being. You know, we men of God. You and who? You see, don't let anybody deceive you. Wait for Thursday. I'm sure someone Thursday. You know, there was a program I attended. Okay? It was hosted by Covenant Christian Center. So they asked me to sit in front. I saw the people that were sitting there. I was not born when some of them were preaching the gospel. I said, Egbo? He said, no. I said, they will now take all our pictures together. If anybody is deceiving you, don't deceive yourself. I passed that level where you say you are the apostle of the body. Do you know when I've been called apostle? Some of you were not in the conception of a man to be born. That is, your parents had not thought about that child. Not born again, no? I would say, sir, I've seen people come to me and say, Jesus appeared to them. I say, that's the man. Hey, Jesus, say, as I saw you, I said, this is the man. The person is not here now. Both him and Jesus, they are not here. So I've passed that level. Yoruba says, the eye that has seen river, see ocean, he now sees, what do you call it, swamp. He can't be afraid. I'm telling you! Better give yourself brain. There are people in your church today, they will leave. Didn't you leave somewhere too? So, He's talking to Timothy. And look at the, if you read the second letter, there were words that obviously Timothy was at the verge of giving up. This is a man who understood the revelation of Paul. It was obvious. He was under pressure. And he gave him short, short words. Continue. Stay. Uphold. Watch. Simple statements. Things you tell soldiers. Endure. Hallelujah. I told you the life of a minister is in instructions. Whenever you have a pastor or a father in the faith, pay attention to the instructions he gives. Even when he's joking. That means you are smart. Pay attention. Listen very well. Take it to heart. And whenever he's sharing his experience, listen very well. I've always told you, it's the same road. It is the same road. So when you have counsel, you take it to heart. So he writes to Timothy. Despite the fact that this was the man, you know, he sent Timothy to correct error. Listen carefully, because Timothy understood the gospel. Yes, you are about to see, he's also now telling Timothy to be careful of his own errors. Because you can be so particular about what others are doing wrong, and you not put your attention on yourself. Very primary is what he said to him, 1 Timothy 6. A preacher of the gospel must be observant. Must be what? Be very, very observant. Very observant. Watch this now. Look at verse 3. If any man, 1 Timothy 6, teach otherwise, and consent not to the wholesome words. That means he has some truth. He has some light. But he doesn't consent to the wholesome words. That is, everything is healthy. The word there is hugaino. Where you have healthy words. Even the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. And to the doctrine which is according to godliness. He now says this man is proud. Knowing nothing. But doting about question and strife of words. Wherefore commit envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings. Perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds. And deceit of the truth. Supposing that gain is godliness from such. What do? That means you must not overlook things. Say, don't overlook it though. This guy, he plays down on the wholesomeness of Bible truth. Is proud. Rather than consent to the truth of God's word, he's looking for loopholes. He's raising questions. He says he doesn't know anything. All he wants to do is find a fault. There's someone like that. He wanted to talk about, I've forgotten about Holy Ghost meeting or something. Then I said, look, young man, if something is not broken, you don't fix it. If something is not broken, you don't fix it. This truth of God's word, you have not said anything. You just want to find something around it. I said, you have a problem. See, this man doesn't consent. He just wants to, because for some people, it's all about competition. So he says, others have corrupt mind, deceit of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. They are in the work of the ministry for money. He says, withdraw yourself. So that means a minister must watch the relationships he keeps. Your relationships are important. I can tell you this for free. That when it comes to God's plan for your life, 60% to 70% are fulfilled with the people that He put in your life. You can never do God's will alone. You hear me? You can never fulfill God's plan alone. One of the ways Satan destroys people is isolation. He will take you out of the people God put you. And before you know, you start finding faults. Things that did not matter to you before. Now say, someone who had been coming for this conference, all of a sudden just got to say, but I'm just wondering why does a prayer have to be that way? Satan is talking to him. Satan talks to everybody, oh. I hope you know. Some people say sin is dead, Satan is dead. You are also dead. Everybody is just dead. You get it? Because you just wonder. There's no way. If you start, let me ask you, let's look at a simple one. If you start a church, can you establish that church alone? You can't. If after 2-3 years, 4 years, 5 years, you are the one playing the keyboard, you preach, give announcement, lead prayer, you pray with the prayer, you are leading, you do rushing, you know there's a problem. You have a basic problem that starting a church cannot solve. They need to start you as a church. You are the church that someone should start. So there's no way. Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work I've called them. And don't forget, the work was already said in Acts 9. That's Paul's commission. Paul's call. Paul's revelation. And there were people. Did you observe that the moment Barnabas left, there was Silas. There was Timothy. There was no time Paul was alone. Not a single time. If you go to Romans 16, you will see the roll call of people he listed. So always recognize that there are relationships you cannot toy with. Like I've always told you about grace and honor. There's nobody God will use for you that will be perfect. There's nobody God will use for you that will not do something wrong at one point. So the moment that you are particular about wrongdoing, just know that you're way out of God's plan for your life. One of the ways you know you are getting mature is that you're able to tolerate things. Do you hear what I just said? Because you know you tolerate yourself. Are you aware you tolerate yourself? You don't tolerate yourself. So that's important. That people, Jesus started the ministry. He called disciples. There were many places he did not go. Listen to me. If you look at it very well, his disciples reached more people than he did. They got to more places. In fact, in his hometown, in Mark 6, when he had a problem with their unbelief, it was the same people in relationship with him that he sent around. Always know the value of these people. You can never fulfill God's plan alone. There's a place of consecration where you do that alone. Dedication, that's alone. Prayer. But you see, God will put people in your life. That's why the local church, it's the wisdom and plan of God. I always tell you there are two things local church will do. Number one, it will destroy selfishness and pride. But in the local church, you have to contribute. So selfishness is destroyed. Pride. People will also contribute to you. You'll be accountable. So the pride. So, well, I can't do this, I can't do that. That one dies in the local church. When you see people that are not stable in the church, check those two things in their lives. They're either very proud or very selfish. Are you following my point tonight? So there are relationships. The same way that there are godly relationships, there are ungodly relationships. While you must embrace, appreciate godly relationships, nurture them, keep them, you must also watch out for ungodly relationships. And it is not written on people's faces. It's written what they do and what they don't do. There are three things I always tell you to observe. Four in relationships. Three. Godly relationships always have these three things. The first. Who can say it? Huh? Come. Let us what?
Know the Lord.
Look at your friends. Evaluate the people that you call every day. That you see. You do Facebook chat, WhatsApp chat, Instagram live, and dead. You call and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. Not knowing that there is no neutral relationship. I'll get to that shortly. You talk and talk. Did you observe that? People you talk with every day, you start to talk like they do. Unconsciously. Their thoughts filter into yours. If you change, notice something, if you change office and you stay long in an office, suddenly you start picking the things they are saying there. It's just normal. So you watch the circle of your friends. Is this fellow? Evaluate the person. Even if the person is in your church, evaluate the person. Does this person inspire me this way? Come, let us know the Lord. That means he will be checking. Ah, bro, how far? Bro, your study group have not seen you do well. Bro, the book that is out, you've not been reading it. You just bought it and put it in your house like a museum. What's going on? Bro, I'm grateful to God. When I got born again, I was placed in New Covenant Church, Ibadan. After that, I started going to Deeper Life Bible Church. And they will ask you, bro, you'll be afraid. You're like the voice of God, bro, how is your Christian life? You see also a confession. I know, bro, I have not, say, bro, how are you doing? I know there's a way they, you know, bro, come here, they smile. That smile is like, is Crema Christi's diacrino. So the guy's like, bro, how are you? So just pray for me. I'm grateful to God for that path. Because it has guarded and guided me. Even when knowledge came. So, you ask yourself, that this person has asked you, what's going on? They ask you to share in fellowship. And I'm saying, what's this Blue John? No Blue John? Okay, forget it. What are you saying? Everything's watery. What did you just say? I just share from my heart. There's something wrong with your heart. Your heart is empty. Come, let us know the Lord. Not somebody you will say all the nonsense and say, that's right. This is also for friends like that. I was challenged by friends at an early stage. If you say rubbish, the way we will look at you, you almost fall dead. What did you? One of my friends, he just said something. He said, Elijah came back in John the Baptist. We all looked at him together. Emoji. 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 Escape, 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 escape. Emoji. Escape, escape, escape. Emoji. We check your earphones and we find, we just say, lift him up. Lift him up. It's too early to be hearing music. Emoji, what? What? Lift him up. Bring him down. Put him in the water. That helped. No tolerating you, pampering you. Come! Let's know that we'll go to Bible studies together. We'll go to books, libraries together. Don't lie with there anybody. Then what's in Bodija? We'll be there together for money delivery. Come, let us know the Lord. The man that will see you, Emoji, you didn't go to church. Say, I was tired. Oh, I understand. You didn't go. You tired. No. You're not tired. You're dead, man. That's the kind of friend that you should keep around you. Not I understand. No, you understand. I understand what you are going through. Yeah. You've not been attending prayer meetings. Yeah, I've not had time. You need such friends. Come, let's know the Lord. Let's know the Lord. You finish preaching, say, MOG. Someone told me, he said, a friend of ours, we asked him to share. It was a retreat. He finished speaking, it was about prayer. He quoted and all that. Yeah, come in. MOG, how would you share 30 minutes on prayer? Nothing about tongues. I thought the guy gave a lot of scripture. I said, what happened to you? I said, okay, let's give him another time. Come back again. And he preached the thing again. The guy started with tongues. Come, let us know the Lord. Guy watches you. Let me see your notes. Let me copy your notes. What's this? Arabic. What's this? Emoji. Pastor taught for 3 hours. You wrote 3 lines. And the 3 lines were the opening scriptures. Emoji. What's you lose? Simple. Not, you were tired, Abby. Oh, I was also tired. The wise walk out with the wise. The companion of fools. Proverbs 13:20. They perish together. Come, let us know the Lord. The second thing, you will know a good friend. He will say, come. Let us what? Serve the Lord together. He will ask you, how far with those people you are discipling? How far you come back from service here? Say, so did you start a fellowship? He's not asking you whether you got an Hausa girl to marry. Or an Igbo girl, Yoruba boy. He's not asking you whether you watched, something 2017. That's when people married from Nigeria to South Africa, they came back again. Say, and you were both keeping vigil. Observing the wedding ceremonies on Instagram. Did you see that dress? I saw the dress. Did you see this thing? Did you see the makeup? I saw. Oh, no, that is fine. Who is killing you? And who is burying each other? That's what you're doing. Come, let's serve. A meeting like this, did the person come with you? Simple benchmarks. You go to pray, it doesn't come. You go to study, it doesn't come. But when you are party, he's the one helping you to give out the IV. How far now? Somebody is bugging you about marriage. I've never asked you about your spiritual life. Bugging you. Bugging you about how many children you want to child. I've never asked you whether you had a disciple. Bugging you. But where are you going to have your summer holiday? Say, where? Dubai? Or where? Or Accra? He's not asking you, when are you going to take a retreat? To spend time to pray. Come, let us serve the Lord together. Not somebody who will say, I remember when I was a soldier, ex-military man, ex-service man, waiting for pension spiritually. A guy told me, Emoji. Then I said, we've not been talking. That was last 2 months. Because we used to be. So we've not been. I was going, where have you been? I said, we can't meet. Maybe airport. You are going somewhere, I'm going somewhere. We cannot be going to the same place. How? My head is full of the gospel. I'm thinking of nations. Who to preach the gospel to? You! You have something else. Don't let me mention what it is. I said, we can't meet. How can we meet? When we meet, what will be the discussion? Our past. No. You want us to be discussing when we used to stay in Teda Hall and Kuti Hall to study God's word. I don't stay there to study again. I not study in my house. That's the point. How we say, well, there's no meeting point. There's no common interest. We can talk politics when it's time. When I have free time. But where is the free time? We can talk other things. We can talk football. If you're an Arsenal fan, alone. Because what we are going through permits isolation. At this time and season. So, what else do we want to talk about? Okay, we want to talk about the fact that you now have 4 or 5 or 6 or 8 children. After 30 minutes, you mention their names, their days of birth, the schools they attend, and the one they are about to attend, their hobbies, and other things. They will now look at ourselves. What next? How's life generally? We're good. You ask about my family, I tell you, they are fine. Blessed. So, Alpha, with what? End of story. There's nothing to discuss. The only reason why that discussion will proceed further is if I've lost it too. Come, let's serve the Lord. We should be asking you, so where are you reaching next? How many people are you reaching now? In my head now, I have another 10 books lined up for 2018. 10. 10 different subjects. Go to God the next 30, 40 years. We read 10 books per year. So I say, which subject? Just be watching. You will see. I'm thinking of how many languages. When I was coming, I was just thinking, we can explore this. That's what's in my mind. You are there. Thinking about what? There's no meeting point. If I'm making money in the business world, my first concentration is the gospel of Christ. Come, let's serve the Lord. Number three, come, let's enjoy the Lord together. Look at our spiritual growth. How are we walking in Christ? Look at our conduct, our disposition, when we're excited about Christian testimonies. Tell me about the challenges you face in ministry and how you went through it and still fulfilled God's purpose. I want to hear about that. Come, let's know the Lord. Come, let's have the Lord together. Come, let's enjoy the Lord. If you don't see those things in life, even if the person is your sibling, the person is not worth identifying with. Even if the person is your sibling, you know, Bible is saying, the fact that I know you is not an excuse that we must be close. The fact that we're born in the same family is not the reason why we must be intimately close. You can be a bad influence. We have seen siblings lead one another out of God's plan and purpose. Am I right? We have seen siblings, family members, make people go into drugs. Family members make people become corrupt, immoral. So don't think that because it's family, it has to be intimate and close. No! For it to be intimate and close, it has to be spiritual and enriching spiritually. You have a witness in the house. Come, let's know the Lord. Come, let's have the Lord together. Come! Let us enjoy the Lord. There are relationships to stay away from. There are relationships to keep around you. All the time. You must watch it. Know those who are close to you. Be selective. Be what? Jesus had everybody. He now had 70. He had 12. He had 3. He had the 1. Be selective. Know the barriers of each person. Some people business, that's all you do, business. Put them where they are. Don't let the business guy now become your spiritual counselor. You are being foolish. Don't let the person helping you in your academics, because the truth of the matter is the people who have your academics, the people are very, very intelligent and they are very brilliant. And they are not born again. Don't say, life of God is mean and intelligent. Don't deceive yourself. People are very, very brilliant. There's a guy like that in my secondary school. I just poked fun at him 2 weeks ago. called Professor Schumer. Very brilliant guy in Father Max. Everybody was arguing over the hostel, killing themselves. Said, let us wake Schumer up. Wake him up. As they woke him up, on the bed, he solved everybody's mysterion and went back to sleep. That one is not any grace. Go on. And when you say, don't let anybody deceive you, you look at your family, you see your father, your mother. Well, I won't go more than that. I won't say more than that. It's the truth. Somebody now comes up and says, the life of God is burning in my spirit. You see, his father is a professor. Father is a professor. Why would the life of God burn in his spirit? If you don't believe that genes are true, take your textbooks, burn it. Go to your village and return all the school fees they pay for you. Genes are real. Or else somebody gives back to his son and he goes to do DNA tests and the father is not similar. Say, no, we don't do that. We're not born again. We don't see those kind of things. It's in the spirit that you look at it. The man will give you a dead son. Are you following what I'm saying? So, you are selective. Don't come close. Business. Some people, I just talk, who just discuss Arsenal. And these days, Thursday night. That's all. For now, those of you who are Man U fans laughing, I don't know why you are laughing. Just how many weeks ago, that was your portion. So what's the big deal? It's no big deal. That's all. So your business. As I said, just keep you. That is it. Business. Academics. I was in one family meeting. We were discussing family and all that. So they want cousin race and a spiritual matter, Bible matter. And the pastor talk. I said, no. Let's talk about family. What's the excuse? Because we are not talking family. You know, things and access to come into our lives. No. Stay with family house. How do we do it? Let's stay with that. If it's time for Bible, you will call me. You will sit down. Bring out your note and Bible, and I will teach. Not because we are our family, you want to use that excuse. No. Let's just talk family and get out of here. But if we are talking Bible, you will come like everybody. You bring your Bible. They call a nephew, say, I was in your church. I said, oh, fine. Did you get blessed? Say, yeah. I said, bye-bye. I was trying to see you as what? Came to see your uncle. How will you go to church to see your uncle? I went to go and see my uncle in church. I taught two services. You were looking at your uncle. So know the limits of each person. There are relationships you stay away from. There are those who keep. There are those that you run away from. Are you there? Because, listen to me, because you are a preacher, you need people to nourish you. Look at one small illustration I got from someone. Do you know the petrol tanker that puts fuel in the filling station also uses petrol? Let it fill his tank, that's the main tank, with petrol, and not put tank in his own tank. It won't go anywhere. So you need succor. You need nourishment. You need people to help you. People to guard you, guide you. I keep some people around me, not necessarily for doctrinal issues. Because I know I'm a human being. I can go crazy. They can call your attention. Oga. There's no major thing you do in our ministry. I don't consult them. Simple. You keep those around you. You need that nourishment. You need it. Then you can go astray. Paul was talking to Timothy, his own son. 1 Timothy 6, are you there? He's talking to him. Now look at this one. After telling Timothy, after telling him to withdraw from those who see gain as godliness, he now says in verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which also are coming after, they have erred from the faith and paid themselves with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, what should you do? Criticize these things. Write Facebook post on it. Do a book on it. You too, do what? Flee. Run. That's run for your dear life. Because if you are not careful, what you criticize, you will eventually become. Many people, see, you will discover you become it. Do you know that it has been proven naturally, and I can tell you spiritually, that people grow up under maybe very wrong parenting, and they don't like it. They criticize it. But eventually, they produce the same thing. You know why? That's all the parenting they saw. That's all they saw. They could even get worse. So, criticizing something does not mean you know the right thing. It may just be an aggression, anger, bitterness. Learn to stay away from some relationship. If you are a minister of the gospel and I notice that you are into materialism, I won't even listen to you again. There's somebody that has been a blessing to me. I talk about him a lot. But the moment I saw materialism in his gospel, I stopped listening to him even sing. Even to sing. Because I know I like him. That's the problem. Even to sing. You keep away. Position, run. Run. So, you watch yourself. In Luke 10, Jesus, I'll take on this later, in talking in the house of Martha and Mary, he made a careful observation you and I must also make. In verse 38, it came to pass as they went, he entered into a certain village and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, which also had sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. And Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him. Now, whose house did Jesus come to? Forget that. Don't forget that. And the Lord does the Lord not care about that my sister had left me to serve alone? Be that therefore that she helps me. Why would you bring the Lord to your house? This is God's word become flesh. And all you were particular about was impressing him with your culinary skills. Don't you realize that you are on the receiving end? As important as it is to feed Jesus and give him food. This is a man that thousands, they scream to touch his clothes. Then he came to your house. You want to impress him with food. And Jesus disappointed her. He said, Martha, why are you careful and troubled about many things? I remember when I came to your school, Pastor Lan. You had one mama then. Sister Mama. No, not a wife. Oh. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. And was it the first one or the second one? We're teaching voraciously. And this sister did not show up one session, two sessions. And she will come with food, smiling. I said, sis, I didn't see you in the meeting. Yes, I was going, trying to take care of, no. I can't like the food. I didn't come here to eat. I came all the way to teach the word. You are not there. Say, sir, bless you, sir. Mama. Sister Mama. We gave her that name then. From that point. That's the name. Sister Mama. So whenever I say, that one is Sister Mama. Cooking. Your mates are praying in tongues. You are hearing the word. Everybody is fast to you. So people know how to cook for men of God. But when they are teaching the word, the cooker are taking a concentration. They are now praying for you. Or either water shall be watered. Water what? What are we watering? You didn't hear the word. We are watering rock. What and what? Jesus said, one thing is needful. That's the one thing. Find it. Keep it. In your relationships, in your associations. Do you have friends that are just busy in church and they are never attending to the word? Just busy. Busy, 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 busy. Busy all over the place. They go and carry guest minister. They come back with and guest minister is preaching. They are sleeping. They are doing security. And they are not secured. Feeding people food, but not fed spiritually. If those are the kind of people around you, warn them. Bro. One thing is needful. Because listen, if you have people that are around you, Yoruba have been saying, that when a member of your household is eating ants, insects, and you're not telling him, one day will come, both of you will not sleep. Because the time will come, he will become a problem to you. The person you fail to watch. Sister, what is all this? What's all this? So if we invited folks for this WCC, they are not here. So if we buy books and give it to people and they will not read it. So if we give people a website, check that website. It's the word, man. It's the word, man. It's the word, man. They said you are not downloading the website. One thing is needful. Said your sister Mary has found it. She has chosen it, which shall not be taken away from her. What friends that are distracted? When your friends are distracted, soon you too will be distracted. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You'll also be distracted. Watch your friends. So that's when if you have a friend that has left the gospel and is pursuing men of God all over the place. You say, come, enough. It's enough. Let's face the word. Let's study. Let's pray. Why are you not at WCC? Why didn't you come? Why didn't you attend that prayer meeting? Key things. Ask the right questions. Could be your wife. Could be your husband. Your cousin. Keep the right relationship around you. There are two kinds of friends you can have. You can have those who induce the flesh. All they are around you for, they give you the latest music, the latest fashion. Oh my God, come and paint your eyes. You know, these days, when she puts eyelashes, you wonder whether they put a rug there. Yeah, the latest one is Chinese weave on. No, it's Japanese. And that's all the person is in your life for. Introducing you to dates and calendars. I'm talking about human beings. Sailor. And there's this guy around my area. He likes you. The day he saw you on my DP, he said, no, I'm going after her. I'm desperate for you. And that's all this person is in your life for. Not a single day. Say, let's pray the Pauline prayer together. Say, he said, let's pray the Pauline prayer. What Pauline? Paulina. Paul. He said, I mean, devil. Flesh inducers. They are those that induce you for spiritual things. When you have a friend, you are calling him, he's not picking your call. 1 hour, 2 hours. Why? He said, I was praying. Correct friend. He said, what's going on? He said, wow, guy just asked, how did you listen to that series? There was something there. I didn't really get, that's a friend. Oh, I want to take a decision about whether to travel or stay around. I'm thinking of, let's just pray in the spirit together. I want to know, that is a friend. Not, this is what I do, Don't forget, there are no neutral relationships. Every relationship is either adding to you or taking away from you. Check the people that speak into your life. Did you hear what I said? Check the people that speak into your life. And check those who are around you. who call you, send you text messages. There was a guy who was sending things to me on WhatsApp. All these say amen. I called him. I said, okay, I'm going to block you. What did he say? If you say amen, when you get amen, your life will not be. I said, so did you not see the number? Please be careful. What's all this nonsense? All for nonsense to people. It's all for trash. Lewd jokes. What's for all it? And you're laughing. Somebody is making fun of prayer and they're making fun of the body of Christ. You don't get it. It's a coarse jesting. Coarse jesting, which are not convenient. How can you, and you're just saying you're struggling. Why would you struggle? You were laughing. Hallelujah. I heard organizations that are not Christian. I have relationships like that. No, you can't say I don't see anything. Because you know I won't. I'll just look at you. With the kind of eye I will look at you, you will change your eyeball. So you and I must realize relationships matter. Never underestimate the power of relationships. Know the relationships that God has brought into your life. They will help you to know the Lord. They will help you to serve the Lord. And they will help you to enjoy the Lord. Always check it. Don't be stupid. Don't be emotional. Don't be sentimental. What killed Jonathan was sentiment. You saw a man who was moving against the will of God deliberately. You saw him. You saw him moving against David. You saw him. And you go and meet David. And for you, you know you are a word man. And for you, you go and meet David in the cave. You are a word man. I understand your ministry. Then you leave me in the evening and go back to the same man. So, when they were going to destroy Saul, they killed them together. The companion of fools perished together. He was a good guy. Who was just sentimental. Emotional. Just sentimental. Whether you like it or not, if your sibling is not born again and dies, he's going to hell. Is that not clear? Those who are here are people's siblings. Is it not true? Those who are backsliding today, they are people's siblings, people's uncles, brothers, fathers, mothers. Don't be sentimental. Know the relationships to keep around you. Before I became a serious Christian, I was living in a family house. My father's house, but we're family, and we had a lot of my cousins. And my father would bring, we had this video club. He would bring videos. We'll watch a lot of movies. There was a day like that. There was a holiday like that. We watched movies for 3 days. We sat down in the sitting room and we were eating there. This movie, North and South. I think it's up to 24. We're watching it. Watching. Having fun. We'll go out and do all sorts of things. I was born again. Remember one of my cousins, he saw a woman, I would just play pranks. Saw a woman selling bread, decided to price it. I think there was trouble today. I think the bread was 2 naira. Or say 5 naira. So, said, 4 naira. Man said, bring it. I think there was trouble. I was in a movie. He said, 3 naira 50 dollars. He said, bring it. I was moving very fast. He said, what about 2 naira? He said, bring it. He said, 1 naira. He said, bring it. The woman stopped and said, look at you. If I curse you now, they will say I'm wicked. I've been carrying this bread since morning. You now come to me at 4 o'clock and you are pricing it. If I curse you, do you think you ever succeed in life? I was hearing it from afar. By the time we go, when we told them, my senior cousin said, She's not lying to you. She has cursed you.
So that you,
when you're not there, say, no, I wouldn't know you were there. You are cursed. So we're doing all those things. All sorts of G's. Have fun. When I became committed to the gospel, that was the end. They will all stay inside and I'll stay alone in the sitting room. And I let it get clear. Say, that's our brother. We were too. Our cousin, that one will do deeper life. See, he's not carrying girls. Watch him. I told him, I said, I vow, you will never see me do any other thing but what I'm doing now. And we separated. And we are still separate. So no sentiments. Know how to withdraw and know how to glue yourself. Depending on the relationship. Play for me, I close. So watch those relationships. Watch them. Make sure that office relationships do not dovetail into spiritual counselors. Classmates helping you in your tutorials does not dovetail to somebody now influencing how you pray, what you don't do. Make sure the family, keep it at family discussions. Let it become the church you want to attend. Don't go to church. Don't hear God's word. Don't preach the gospel. I told my father and my mother, I put them, they sat down like this. I said, look at me. When they were stressing themselves, they took me to different uncles to counsel me. One particular uncle came. He was a reverend in the Anglican church. He did his counseling for over 2 hours. I didn't say anything. So we're going out there. I've spoken with him. So he has decided to. I said, I didn't say anything, sir. My father said, I didn't say anything, sir. So what's your decision? I said, what have I been doing before? Hey! And uncle called me. Father! That was sad that he was wearing white alone. So you can see me. I'm a pure man. They know me in the bank industry. They said, sir. After the counseling for over 3 hours. So what have you decided to do? I said, nothing new. What I was doing before you spoke to me, sir. I said, young man. You mean at my age with my white hair? I spoke to you for I said, no, sir. I'm not disrespectful to you, sir. I just said to you that I'm going to do what I was doing before. I'm very sorry, sir. So simple. No sentiments. Come on, let me say, sir. Say, the day you people came together and you had sex. Say, yes. I was talking to both of them. And he became a child. Say yes. Do you know why he became a child? Say why? So that he can preach the gospel. But I looked down. Say, this is the end. No sentiment. No sentiment. No sentiment. No sentiment. No sentiment. No sentiment. Eventually they became my best friends. My greatest fans and supporters. My father called me one day and said, do you know how I know God called you? I said, why? You are so dogged. You didn't bend. So he noticed I was not smiling. So I was like, smile now. I didn't want to smile so that he would not think that I was encouraged by what he was saying. Now, whatever you say, whether you like it or not, it changes nothing. Because the man can change tomorrow. He's a human being. You can say, hey, today. Tomorrow you can change. So be dead to the praises of men and their censor. Are you in church? Sure, you guard relationships that speak into your life. Watch it. If somebody used to bless you too spiritually, took you to a church, took you to a ministry, now begins to do like this, just say bye-bye. That's all. You put me now. What are we now going to do now? Go with him. You are gone. You're my brother. We were serving the Lord together. You stop serving the Lord. Bye bye. You're my sister. You're my cousin. You're my wife. You're my husband. Changes nothing. The man who gave me the first books I read to counter the revelation knowledge. He started preaching social motivation. Too bad. I ensured he didn't get his books back. For what? I kept it. He said, when will you turn it? I said, when I'm ready. Are you still reading it? Yes. I mean, I can read a book for 10 years, 20 years. No sentiment. Keep the man far away. Keep him far. And those that God has put in your life, draw them close. Never allow any relationship happen without your consciousness. Not like loving a man or a woman. Ah, the guy is not—he's not a Christian. He's not a, have you heard this one? And he's a Christian. Someone told me. He said, "Sir, I used to think he was not a Christian, but based on how you have been teaching us, based on how you have been teaching us, I know he's born again. You got to know by what I've been teaching." From what I can see, she doesn't like the tongues thing. She thinks that it's just being weird. We are just rejoicing and all this. But I know she will come around. Both of you will come around. She doesn't stick all this kind of meetings. Praying. No, she's just. She likes the books. She buys them. Oh, am I speaking to somebody here? But she just. But I know she will grow in the world. You being the Allos Parakletos, who speak the truth that the world cannot receive, because she knoweth not him. You are allowing your emotions destroy you. Keep people away and keep people close. Do that. You safeguard yourself. Safeguard your ministry. You blessed. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come.